Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 9. What are you laughing about, David? David is busting up over there. Is it the music?
Look, this is just, I haven't heard this song before on this show.
And oh.
It's just an interesting
choice. Put it back up. All right.
I just like it.
You know the words?
Not well enough to sing. I am just really looking forward to hearing where this is going.
It is not relevant for anything. John just picked a song he liked. That's all that is.
Oh.
Sorry to let you down.
Well, play that funky music, DJ.
Although, I think I do have an interview here I was going to share with you from somebody who it would perhaps be funny to pair with this. Robert Bender. Can I say this? Robert Bender's one of the whitest people I know. He's a friend. I've known him not quite as long as we've lived here, but, as long as he's been in office and before that. There's a lot of people I can imagine enjoying rap music. I cannot imagine Robert Bender enjoying rap music. I can't. And I mean, Vanilla Ice is the softest of all possible rap music, right? And even so, I just don't think that's his speed. Anyway, I did run into him at the ceremony, the change of command ceremony on Friday, and he was bendering my ear. Anyway, he was talking to me about the election, the special election to replace Congressman Gates, former Congressman Gates. And I said, okay, stop telling me let's do the interview, because the way this election timeline plays out is not what people have been saying. People have been saying, I have said, oh, yeah, you know, we'll get somebody in there by January. No, sir. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be April before we get somebody into these seats, for his seat and for Mike Waltz's seat. And so here, I'll let you hear from him, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. So we're here with Robert Bender at the museum after the change of command ceremony. Just give me the quick and dirty, here's what's going to happen with the election on a timetable sense.
So one, you have to have a qualifying period to allow them to qualify over in Tallahassee. If you want to follow the guidelines about the UOCAVA military overseas voters, that's supposed to be 45 days before an election, that those are supposed to be out. We have to have time to print, test the equipment, things like that. And so there is some time, but also with the, I say, extra security that the state of Florida has added around vote by mail, is that all those requests are cleared the December 31st after a general election. So starting January 1st, we won't have anyone that has a vote by mail request on record with our office that we'd be able to send one of these ballots to. So a lot of nuances that the state's working on in Tallahassee right now about when would be the best time to do this that would make sense and really give everybody the opportunity to vote.
And by the way, let me just pause the interview there. That's a key thing. If you're going to want to do a mail-in ballot, you're going to have to request it afresh, because all of that wipes at the end of the year. Remember how they put this law in where the general election means that all the mail-in requests vacate so that we don't have any of the, you know, fraud, allegations of fraud that are connected with that if you leave people on those rolls for mail-in ballots for an awful long time? So that's one thing, and therefore getting the registrations and the clearance time for all of that stuff is one problem.
So that's, yeah, interesting. Some of those timetables start to get pretty prolonged. So what are you thinking? I mean, I know some people think there's going to be an election like on Christmas or something, but what kind of a rough, what's the rough minimum, would you say?
I would say probably by April we have the general election, early April that we have the general election and get someone elected.
Okay.
Again, you have to.
So that would be a primary in like February?
Probably in February, late January, early February, maybe even mid-February. But, you know, you have to think you have a week after the election to certify it, 10 days for the general. All those come into consideration as you're trying to pick this timeline. But you're also probably trying to align it with whatever South Florida is doing to replace Congressman Waltz.
Right.
And then you also have a lot of municipal elections through some of these counties are hosting. Okaloosa and Walton County both have municipal elections in March and in April.
Okay.
And then I know South Florida has some as well. So a lot of pieces to arrange.
So what seemed like a fairly simple thing becomes a very nuanced, complicated technical exercise that we weren't 100% expecting to have to do right away, and here we are. So anyway, that helps. That definitely helps. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And he was telling me there were some other parts of this, too, that have to do with compliance and reporting that are supposed to be going on, I think he said, in March and April, which is going to extra complicate everything. So, yeah, this is not going to be super easy or super fast, and especially because you got to give candidates time to qualify to decide who's going to run in the race, and we still don't know, you know, who's really going to be. And there's one guy who's a former Green Beret, I forget his name, who said that he's in from maybe Okaloosa County, if I remember correctly. And I still stick by what we said during the wrap on Friday, which is anybody who's saying they're in at this point is, I don't want to say they're not a serious contender, but the real serious people are waiting because they're waiting to find out who Matt Gaetz is going to say. You know, if he even says, he's kind of stopped talking a lot on Twitter. It's kind of interesting. Or President Trump. President Trump is surely going to express an opinion and who he's going to endorse and who's going to want to run against the people that, you know, he might endorse. So I think until some of that starts to tip, we're not going to be, you know, the people who are getting in now, if there are any, and again, like this one Green Beret guy is apparently in, I think that might turn out to be a bit of a premature announcement. So because a lot of the other people who you would think of as serious candidates are kind of, I'm kind of interested. So, anyway, 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Also an interesting problem because you're going to have, you know, like Elise Stefanik's seat in New York. You have Congressman Waltz's seat here in Florida, Matt Gaetz's seat. That's three. Plus, I can't remember, is Doug Collins a current congressman? Is he having to leave his seat in order to get his position? That's three or possibly four. And depending on who else the president taps, you're now that 218 to right now 212 is starting to look pretty close, right? Pretty close. It's not that it won't end up in Republican hands. It's just that those are pretty tight numbers to try and get any kind of governance done. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling on Highway 90 from Pace to Pensacola, you're just going to see a minor delay there as it splits off on Scenic and 9 Mile. Other than that, no accidents to let you know about. Even I-10's flowing smoothly. Still dealing with the railroad closures that are happening right now on Roberts Road, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, and Archer Road. Those crossings are currently closed as CSX decides to get their stuff done. Hopefully today. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're hoping for today and sort of expecting by tomorrow. I'll put it that way. Interesting note here. Somebody sent me an article in Florida Politics where they talked to Matt and Don Gaetz, and both of them, apparently, well, Don Gaetz anyway, neither Matt nor I are endorsing any candidate. So that'll be interesting. And, you know, I can't imagine Trump doesn't endorse somebody, but maybe he doesn't. And maybe they just let it be a wide open. That seems unlikely. I don't know. It's hard to see. And then, of course, you know, the governor's view on this is going to matter quite a bit. So we'll see. And I'll just tell you, I am not, I think some people have been, I know particularly T.S. Strickland has kind of been calling everybody who might be to ask them what they want to do or not. That's not my approach. I just wait till they announce. I don't know. I'm a little bit more deferential in that, I think. And also, I just don't want to make all these calls. I know these people have had their phones blown up. And look, it'll happen when it happens. And again, because I think that all the serious candidates are, all they're going to say is, well, I'm considering it at this point. So it's kind of a wait and see to save time, really. 818 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for that next vehicle, a good quality used car, Frontier Motors specializes in used but like good side used. You know, like sometimes you go to a used car dealer and you're like, man, I hope the bumper stays on. You know, like that's not the kind of car they deal in. Okay, the kind of car they deal in is you're going to be the second or third owner. Okay, maybe fourth owner, maybe. But it's going to be 2, 3, 4 years old. I mean, the Odyssey we bought was a year old with 13,000 miles. That's a very normal kind of car that they resell because they want to get good quality cars. Like, they're used, but just lightly. So they can warranty it, and they do, to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they're selling you good quality cars that you can count on. And so you get good cars, good prices, and good follow-up and, you know, take care of you after the fact. And a tremendous selection, 300 different cars, vans, trucks, SUVs, sedans, sports cars, everything on the lot, and you can sample them all side by side and really decide what you like or what you don't like. And if they have what you want, you can buy it. If they have close but not quite, you can send them looking, and they will do that for you, no problem. They go looking for people for cars all the time because they're always buying cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered by tuning in Wednesday at 9:30 as Chad Piku from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You smell that? Bat! Napalm, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that.
Stokes back in the game after the timeout. They'll bring a man in motion across the set. It is Quillen. Argo snap it. They're looking to throw. Back to throw. Fires it. Had a man. Javon Swinton had a man all over him. In backup safety, Monte Boyd. Boy, that was close. No flag, so I guess it's good coverage. But, man, it looked like there was some contact before the ball got there. Caleb Nobles is hot.
No flag, so I guess it's good coverage. Or something. Anyway, that was very early in the game against Valdosta State, and this was a must-win for the Argos to get in the playoffs. If they had beat Valdosta State, they would have had one more game in the season than them because they had a game that they did not reschedule, and so that would have given us the Gulf South Conference championship. But that's what they needed. They were, like, on the bubble to get into the bracket, and they did not get into the bracket because they wound up losing this game. But early on, that fourth and four, if that had been called defensive pass interference, they could have been in scoring position, and who knows what would have happened. Valdosta threw a 50-yard pass to Sammy Edwards to Robbie Bullard to take the 7-0 lead. They then there was just kind of an odd one where, you know, UWF got sacked, and they in the end wound up giving up another 7 points after that. So it was 14-0, and then it was 21-0. This was rude. Okay, I don't say this a lot, but this was rude. Valdosta State up 14-0 in the third quarter with 10 minutes to go on 4th-and-1 in their own side on the 31, and they went for it. A long one. They went for it.
Ball is at the 39. They're going to go for it. In their own end, this is the ultimate level of disrespect. In their own end, 4th-and-1. Did the Argos jump? No flag is thrown. He lobs it to Bullard. Bullard can't get there. No flags are on the field. It's over on downs. No, there is a flag across the way. They did get the Argos.
Yeah, they did. They jumped. So on the one hand, it's disrespectful to go for it on fourth and one in your own end, only up 14 points. On the other hand, the Argos jumped, and they, yeah, so yeah, either way. Argos did get a one good scoring play.
You got to go for it on fourth down, obviously, here, because it's fourth and half a yard. Everybody stacked inside. What do the Argos call? Stokes keeps it, turns it upfield. He's going to score. Touchdown, Argos. Marcus Stokes takes it into the end zone. A fourth and one play that he pulled it out of the belly of the running back, hit the left side corner, and took it to the house. Argos on the board.
31 yards for Marcus Stokes, quarterback on the keeper. They gave up another touchdown, and then they went for it on a fourth and five with a run play. Fourth and five on a run play in the midfield. Kind of a weird one. That didn't work out, and that was the end of the game. So I will say this. Will Kennedy, I like Will Kennedy on his calls sometimes. He's a little bit too forthright.
Edwards rolls out. Oh, just so slippery. Gets away from the defense. He'll slide. And Colin Shaw wasn't trying to hit him. Colin Shaw was holding up and sliding as well.
They bumped into each other out of play. You can hear the Valdosta State guys in the booth, like right next to him. Listen. Are you kidding me? And then listen to what Will says.
And Edwards is going to have to come off, and they're going to bring in a cameo appearance. They're losing their minds up here on the Valdosta call. You're winning the game.
By 21.
Seth Smith will check in at quarterback. If you've never listened to a Valdosta broadcast on the Flow Sports, you are missing a treat. If you want to know what it's like, I'm going to get in trouble here. Watch a few episodes of Dukes of Hazzard.
Wow. Wow is all I have to say.
Oh, I love Will Kennedy. John Pickens got traffic on the fives, John.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No new accidents to let you know about right now, but we're seeing just some minor delays at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29. But we're also dealing with some railroad crossing closings right now on East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, and Archer Road. So you definitely want to plan around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I have another clip that I kind of want to play that's funny.
Play it.
Okay. So what I love about Will is he's going to tell you what he thinks. And I like that. And this was a play where UWF got sacked, but anyway, here goes.
Stokes takes the snap. Here comes some pressure. They're on him. Can he get away from him? No, he can't. Can't even get back to the line of scrimmage, and he's down. And he's kind of holding on to something here. Marcus went down pretty hard. Looked like he might have a lane, might have an opportunity to potentially pick up a first down. Instead, he goes down and he gets up. I think he took one. I think he took a shot right there to a place we won't talk about on the broadcast at the end of that. You know what it probably was? The football. Sometimes you fall on the football wrong, and that pointy football gets you. It'll go as a sack.
Oh, and that pointy football. Look, I'd never thought about it until he said that. That if you fall on the football, that can be bad for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So 8:28 on, and of course he's fine, which is why it's funny. 8:28 on news radio. Probably wasn't fun, but fine. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, I am right here with the headline. Spirit Airlines, which offers many routes in and out of Pensacola, has filed for bankruptcy. The budget carrier says they've reached a deal with their bondholders for $300 million in financing to help it through, and they're hoping to emerge from that bankruptcy in early 2025. President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary has reportedly admitted that he paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault. The attorney for Fox News host Pete Hegseth denies that the alleged assault took place, but does say Hegseth paid the woman as part of a civil confidential settlement agreement. Police in Monterey investigated those allegations, but never filed any charges. And President Biden's in Brazil today for the start of the G20 summit. World leaders are set to discuss international efforts in fighting hunger, sustainable development, and reforming global governance institutions.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. If you need plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical work done anywhere in your home, these are all kinds of things that, though they're not the same thing, they're all like the complex mechanical repairs inside your home. So it makes sense if you're going to do one, you would do multiple of them. And that's what Peden has built their whole business around, is taking care of all of that stuff inside your house. They've been, of course, around for 55 years. Panama City, Pensacola, Tallahassee, Baldwin County last year, Mobile County this year. So they have been expanding tremendously all along the Gulf Coast. So anywhere in that vicinity, if you need that kind of work done, they will take care of you. And, you know, professionals show up on time, do the work right, stand by at 100% satisfaction guarantee. And through this month, you get a, if you need an AC system put in, you get a free tank water heater or $1,000 off a tankless water heater. That's the on-demand type. Okay, a lot of people are really big on those. And then also, 10% off Moen-Flow, a smart water monitor and automatic shutoff sensor to prevent leaks turning into floods, which is a pretty good deal. Peden.com, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's in Brazil for the G20 Summit of World Leaders. Russia's President Putin is not there, but through a spokesman accuses Biden of further fueling the war in Ukraine by allowing its military to fire American-made long-range missiles into Russia.
The goal is to hit North Korean and Russian soldiers in the Kursk region, and only this area inside Russia where Ukraine launched its incursion back in August. Ukraine is forbidden to use them elsewhere. And, of course, North Korean forces have deployed to this area of Kursk up to 10,000 ultimately, according to the latest intelligence.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Spirit Airlines is filing for bankruptcy, but will keep flying.
Spirit furloughed some pilots this year and sold aircraft. It had plans to merge with Frontier Airlines in 2022. JetBlue topped that offer, but that merger was blocked by federal regulators.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 71 degrees. It is cloudy in Pensacola. A 36-year-old man has died after a motorcycle crash on Highway 90. That happened yesterday afternoon. FHP says the rider turned in front of an oncoming SUV and was hit on the right side. The rider died at the scene of that crash. House Speaker Mike Johnson says President-elect Trump, Trump's cabinet picks maybe controversial, but that is by design. He says they're planning to disrupt the status quo in their agencies.
And I think what the American people have believed and what they've delivered with the mandate in this election is a demand that we shake up the status quo. It's not working for the American people.
Johnson was on CNN over the weekend. He said the pending House Ethics Committee report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz should not be released, as he's no longer a member of Congress. Trump has faced some criticism from both sides of the aisle for nominating Gaetz as attorney general and Pete Hegseth for secretary of defense. A man has died after a shooting in Escambia County over the weekend. That happened on Saturday on Hampton Road. As deputies were investigating a shots fired call, they were led to a gunshot victim at a nearby convenience store on Pensacola Boulevard. There's no word yet on the identity of the victim or any of the possible suspects. After 26 years in the Navy and leading NAS Pensacola now for a couple of years, Captain Terry Village Shishatti is officially retired. He said it was an unbelievable honor to lead the installation, and as for his future plans...
Me and my family are staying in Pensacola, Florida. We made that decision very early on in our career, and I'm going into the private sector with an awesome company that I'm looking forward to working with.
Shishatti says he'll be working in the financial industry and does say he plans to get involved in the community again at some point, but wants to take a bit of time for himself first. An Alabama lawmaker wants to make Election Day a state holiday. WBRC reporting Alabama State Representative Ontario Tillman has filed a bill that would make that possible in the state. That won't be voted on until at least early February when the next legislative session begins. A child has died after a shooting in South Florida. That happened over the weekend at an apartment complex in Miami-Dade County. Police say a 9-year-old child was outside when 20 gunshots were fired at an apartment complex there. The child was taken to the hospital where he died. No arrests have been announced in that case so far. A Pensacola woman's in the hospital with critical injuries. This is after a hit-and-run crash while she was riding a motorized scooter on Old Quarry Field Road. The crash happened near Morito Street on Friday night. FHP says an unknown driver hit the victim as she was riding in the northbound lanes. Troopers say there's currently no information on the make or model of the sedan involved, but they do believe the right passenger side mirror would be missing. If you have any information on the crash, driver, or the vehicle involved, contact the Florida Highway Patrol, or you can call Crime Stoppers. Yet another well-known convenience store chain might be coming to our area. According to the News Journal, a development proposal has been submitted in Santa Rosa County for a 7-Eleven gas station on Garcon Point Road near Henselman Drive. Developers are proposing a 5,400-square-foot store with two fueling canopies and plan to use existing roads to access the site. This comes after chains Wawa and CEFCO have been establishing a footprint in our area over recent years. 7-Eleven is a national chain but has no locations in the Panhandle. The nearest 7-Eleven stores currently are in the Tampa area. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29, we're starting to see maybe a five-minute delay just due to congestion. Also, we're dealing with railroad crossings that are still closed on East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, and Archer Road. They are working on those today, so hopefully they'll be open by tomorrow. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with temperatures near 78 degrees for your high, 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Rain chances increase on Tuesday, 90% chance of rain, high near 77. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 74 degrees in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton. Your money now this morning. We have a mixed open. The Dow is down 64 points, 64 and a half points at 43,380. The S&P is down about a third of a point at 58.71 right now. The NASDAQ is up 22.72 at 18,702.84. Taking a look at our 10-year bond rate, that is up a bit at 4.459%. Gold prices are up $37.70 this morning at $26.07.80. Silver prices up 56 cents at $39.30.99. And taking a look at the crypto market this morning, Bitcoin up more than 1,100, 1,187 at $90,922.30. Looks like the rest of the crypto market is also looking pretty good today. The judge in Alex Jones' bankruptcy case is holding up The Onion's acquisition of InfoWars. On Wednesday, the satirical publication won a bankruptcy auction to take control of InfoWars, but during an emergency hearing in Houston on Thursday, the judge said he had concerns over how that auction was held and ordered a hearing be held next week to determine if it was conducted fairly. Although it's unclear exactly what the motive was, Elon Musk's social media platform petitioned the court the same day to be included in any future communications about the case. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has hit Ford Motor Company with the second largest auto penalty ever. The penalty comes from Ford failing to satisfy federal recall requirements. Ford has agreed to pay $65 million in advance out of the $165 million penalty, the NHTSA said in a release. The penalty was issued over Ford's failure to file timely recall reports for its faulty rollover safety cameras on many of its vehicles. It's 8:38, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Beadmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings when you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899.
It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through BCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so I was watching a movie over the weekend. I won't tell you which one just yet, but I was watching a movie over the weekend with a very satisfying ending. Very satisfying ending. And that led me to the question of the day, which is, what movie has the most satisfying ending? Or tell me your tops. Like, you know, you might not agree with somebody else, just like, you know, best album, right? You might not agree with somebody else. But 437-1620, tell me movies that have the most satisfying endings. Now, I want to clarify, I don't mean best ending. You know, because some movies have really great endings, and it doesn't necessarily satisfy you, but it's a great ending. Like The Sixth Sense, okay, is a great ending. Not satisfying, but a great ending. I want satisfying. I want where you're like, yeah! Or something in that general direction. 437-1620. So I'll give you an example of a great ending that's not satisfying, like Rocky. Rocky loses in the first movie, right? It's not until Rocky II that he wins. That's not satisfying, but that's what makes it great. That's part of, I mean, it's a great ending, but not a satisfying ending. You get the distinction now a little bit? 437-1620. Tell me which movie has, in your opinion, the best or most satisfying ending. John, do you have one that comes to mind? You look blank starey on me. Is this a hard question? I thought this would be an easy question.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I really am thinking any Marvel movie. So
Marvel, is that like Marvel?
Yes. if you've seen
pronunciation jokes,
Mabel.
It's an inside joke. If you're a Marvel fan, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Just Marvel.
I got you,
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Okay. You'll know. Marvel movie. So out of all the Marvel movies, though, I would say there's one that has the most satisfying ending.
It was the last one where all of them were together. I can't, with Thanos and that, you know, they.
Yeah, Endgame. Avengers Endgame.
That's, yes.
To make up for the incredibly painful ending of Infinity War.
Yes.
Where you're like, no! But that's part of what made Endgame so satisfying.
Exactly.
Is because it's the remedy, the fix, the response, the undo of, right? So that's, but that is a great example of a very satisfying ending. Good. Meg, do you have one for me? 437-1620.
Well, see, you kind of messed me up because, you know, when someone says, don't think about the color yellow.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're thinking about, like, so, not satisfying,
correct,
the good endings.
I've thought of every not satisfying ending that you can come up with.
Okay, well, give me one that's in the not acceptable category. And
well,
then
the
I'll
not
pretend
satisfying
like you
that first came to mind was The Way We Were, when they're outside of the plaza in New York and they see each other across the way and he's with his new wife and she's really pretty and, you know, Barbara Streisand's on the other side and they just kind of look at each other.
My favorite thing about this answer is that I don't know this movie.
Oh, my God. You don't know The Way We Were.
I think I've
seen
it.
Memories. You don't know?
Oh, my God. I think I've seen it. But this is a reminder.
Oh, my
gosh.
The
movies I assume everybody has seen.
Right.
There's always people who haven't seen those movies.
Oh, my gosh.
There's lots of people. So, you know.
That's Love Story.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Also still pretty dated.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was way dated, I know.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. I won't give you my answers just yet. I have answers, but I won't give them to you just yet. Somebody says E.T. Okay.
That was a great movie.
All right, makes you feel good. Field of Dreams. Okay, all right, I see you. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Okay, I see you. Most Westerns, except like some of the modern Westerns are more ambiguous endings. You know, we don't celebrate good guys winning anymore, but Die Hard. Throwing Hans Gruber out the window. You know, like, that's a good ending. That's a good ending, for sure. And I would think a lot of your, like, Lethal Weapon, you know, where Mel Gibson beats up Mr. Joshua in the front yard, and then he lets him live, and then he pulls the gun, and then they shoot him. Like, that kind of thing. Those are satisfying endings.
What? I just thought of one. The one that's with Kevin Spacey.
The Usual Suspects?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When
That
when,
was great.
When it turns out that there is no Kaiser Sose.
Yes,
right,
and you see it on the wall. I mean, yeah. That was a great
Virgil
ending.
Klimt, right?
Yes.
The limp goes away. I want... Not satisfying.
What?
Great, but not satisfying.
What?
That ending.
Really?
The Usual Suspects.
Oh, I thought that was very satisfying.
Oh, all right. You're twisted. I like that. Pretty Woman. Rudy. We're getting a lot of votes for Rudy.
Of
Rudy
course.
Is 100% satisfying.
That's
yes.
That's a feel-good.
That
yeah.
is absolutely. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. 4, 3, 7, 16. Oh, Big Fish. Oh, but that's a movie that most people don't know. But that is a... Okay. Big Fish is like special place in my heart kind of movie. I don't even want to tell you anything. I just want to, if you want to, it's a little bit of a weird movie, but it is, you should see it. I don't want to tell you anything because it's an experience kind of movie. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, Independence Day. Yes. Another vote for Rudy. Another vote for Independence Day. Another vote for Rudy.
I've got one.
What?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yes.
Well, a caller just called in.
Oh,
that's
okay.
what they said.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a Wonderful
yes,
Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Very satisfying. Oh, an Angel Got Its Spells. Angel Got Its Wings. All right, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. The question of the day is most satisfying movie endings. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. John Pickens, traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No new accidents to let you know about right now, but we are dealing with some railroad closings right now at East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, and Archer Road. Those railroad crossings are all closed right now, so definitely want to plan around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much, John. We're getting a bunch of votes in here for all kinds of movies. This is one you definitely have to give a good ending to.
Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die!
For sure, good ending. I didn't grab sound clips this time because I was lazy or whatever. So, Tommy Boy or Joe Dirt? Really? Okay, all right, Finn. You know, everyone's got their own satisfaction. Homeward Bound, okay. Princess Bride, somebody says, It's a Wonderful Life. Titanic.
Oh, no.
Rose got to do what she wanted in her remaining life.
Oh.
Wow. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Okay, all right, I see you. Good day, sir. Another Titanic, Rose dropping the heart of the ocean in the water of the wreckage site off the research festival. Let's see, somebody... Oh, okay, that one's not satisfying. I want to include that one. The Natural. Most of your sports movies, except for Rocky, are, you know, satisfying endings. And in fact, that was the one that made me think about this subject because I watched Tin Cup over the weekend.
Oh, okay. That's
now,
a good one.
I'm just going to have to blow it because it's just, there's no other way to do it. Tin Cup ends not because he wins, but because he goes for it again and again and again on an impossible shot. He eventually holes out the hole-in-one for a 12 on the last hole of the Masters. And it's epic because he's failed, and then hits the shot, and then it goes back into the water, and then tries and tries again. And as my favorite quote from that whole movie is when, what is her name? I can't think of her name all of a sudden. Anyway, Rene Russo. when she says, you know, nobody's going to remember who won, but they'll remember you're 12. That's a great line. And it's so satisfying when it comes, you know, you wouldn't think like losing could be so satisfying, but it really was. I'll give you one of my others, like a personal pick since we're in the category. I think one of the most satisfying endings to a movie ever is Karate Kid. Every time I hear "You're the Best" by Joe Esposito, I just get excited. I just, you know, sweep the leg. You know, he's taken out of commission. Mr. Miyagi heals him, and he goes up there, and he does the crazy thing that you would never actually do in any real competition. But it's a great visual of doing the crane technique or whatever. I'll tell you another one. I'm surprised nobody has mentioned this one yet, but there is another one.
All clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
The best ending. So satisfying. 437-1620. Mr. Holland's Opus. Shawshank Redemption. Good one. Yes. Private Benjamin. Oh, the ending in Die Hard when the reporter gets punched. Yeah, fair enough. Mr. Holland's Opus. Thelma and Louise. Secondhand Lions. Groundhog Day. Oh, Groundhog Day is a great ending. It is a satisfying ending because he gets the girl. Simon Birch. Oh, I don't remember the ending of Simon Birch. Okay. Transformers movies, The Devil's Rejects, Hidden Figures. I love some of these answers. Chariots of Fire, The Longest Yard, Scent of a Woman. And I'll give you, I've told you most of my main answers for this, but I'll tell you the one that I haven't mentioned, but I think it wins the list. Okay. And it would only win the list if you know it. And if you, obviously, because if you don't know it, you know. There's a movie it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. It's called Inglourious Basterds with Brad Pitt. I think it's the most satisfying movie ending ever because you get to see these guys shoot, blow up, and otherwise murder in many ways Adolf Hitler. And that is the most, so satisfying because it's the thing you wish could have been done in such a spectacularly brutal way. It's like all the hate you have for this man and all the evil that he did in all of history, and they give you the ending that his suicide didn't really give you. So it's a weird one, but it's definitely one of those where, like, you're cheering at this odd moment in the movie where they're, you know, killing Adolf Hitler at the end of it. 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3. There's a go. We got more. Apollo 13, Enemy of the State. A lot of good answers coming in. 437-1620 if you ever want to weigh in on any of these questions for me. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you need to work on a hardware issue, you need to fix something around the house, you need to do a home improvement, you made a mess, you got to clean it up, or you build things for a living. Anywhere on this scale, so to speak, Pensacola Hardware can take care of you. And particularly if you're a professional builder, they are great at working with you. They've been doing this for 173 years, and their bread and butter is contractors, is people who build things for a living. They'll ship it to your job site. They'll put you on a monthly bill. You don't have to send, you know, Jimmy with the credit card down to pick it up. They'll have it for you. Same day, if you need something, they're not going to have to order it. If you need it, they will have it. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Like, they know, and they love giving advice. So if you need help or, you know, how to solve a problem that you've not run into before, they know it. They know the code. They probably know the inspectors, and they can definitely help you with that. One of the 50 oldest companies in the entire country, the oldest in the state of Florida, as I said, since 1851, before the Civil War, and Levi's. Pensacola Hardware has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community.
Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Ladies, if we can all just simmer down now and keep our blood pressures under control, Mr. McKay has something very important he wants to talk to us about.
We recently rewatched The Candidate, you know, and that's his name is McKay in there. I thought, oh, well, I can grab some of these clips. This is funny. And ladies, keep your blood pressure under control. Robert Redford, not so much for me. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. None slowdowns either. But we're still
dealing. Did you say none slowdowns?
I know. I was trying to get the word out, but my brain was going, yeah, it's Star Wars.
Great.
Sorry. I was having flashbacks. East Roberts Road, Kingsfield Road, and Archer Road, those railroad crossings are closed right now. Hopefully, they'll be back open tomorrow. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
It might even be today.
Might.
Apparently, CSX is saying maybe later today. I feel like that's just a wee bit optimistic for my taste,
just
but, you know, we'll see. 855, hey, if you need to get your work done on your import, your BMW, your Porsche, your Mercedes, your Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, your Lexus, these are good quality cars. You pay extra for them. You don't have to pay extra to service them. You might think you do, but, you know, I mean, if you want to just waste money, that's fine. But you don't have to drive across the wherever creation is toward the dealership. If it's in, like, Destin or Mobile, the gas, the time, the extra expense. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and Highway 29. They can take care of you. They work on these cars all the time. No problem. Domestics, sure. Diesel, yes. Gas, yes. All of that. And the philosophy of Bobby Likas is they want to see you routinely, kind of like your doctor. You go to the doctor for the checkup, routinely for the well visit. Go to Bobby Likas for the well visit for your car, and they will realize if something is about to happen or going to happen, and they want to fix that before it's a problem, or, you know, they'll tell you, hey, look, this is going to you need to do this in 6 months. You don't need to do this just yet. They will take care of you for that. CarClinicService.com is the name of the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Two locations now in US 29. I said it. Dang it. Highway 29. Fine. Whatever. Highway 29, or just 29, across from the Walmart, and also on John Pickens, I'm getting on me that nobody says US 29 except me, so fine. Nor do I say Pensacola Boulevard, so all things that we're improving. They also do fleet. Bobby Likas does fleet maintenance, so if you've got a company, you got a bunch of cars, GSA Fleet Merchants, Fleet Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Again, the website is carclinicservice.com. 857, News Radio 92.3. I was thinking about which of these things I really wanted to get into. Oh, the intelligence community, or the IC, as some people refer to it, is now warning about Tulsi Gabbard because of some of her past comments and her lack of experience, particularly in the intelligence field. Yeah, this is going to be a hard one to sell Trump supporters on, because the intelligence community is the same people who said that, you know, Russian disinformation, they said that Trump was a terrible pick. All of the different things that they have been wrong about, and what I think Trump supporters view as part of the deep state and the problem. So she may, I don't know that she's got the background that I would love to see in the Director of National Intelligence. I actually agree with the criticism. The problem is that you've kind of burned yourselves as sources to people who pay attention to these things. That's going to be the challenge. Yes, and also not so yes. Chris Wright for Secretary of Energy is kind of an interesting pick. His background is in, like, oil and fracking and energy, which is, you know, it is the Department of Energy, not the Department of Conservation. It's not the Department of the Interior. So having somebody who's big on energy expansion, diversification, nuclear. I've said this for so many years. Nuclear is, we ought to be doing more with nuclear. And not big nuclear, not like massive cones in the desert nuclear, but, you know, small-scale nuclear, like that we have really perfected for ships and other things. We ought to be doing more with nuclear. It is a great source of energy. And other countries have done this well. We just haven't, I think, kept up with them in the way that it should be done. So a couple of the other picks. Brendan Carr for FCC. This is an interesting one, too. I don't know a lot about him, except he's the guy who authored Project 2025, the chapter on the FCC. So you know how critics of Trump said that he was going to implement Project 2025? I said that was false based on things related to sexuality and abortion. Not true. But related to FCC, yeah. I mean, pretty directly. And a lot of that has to do with Section 230. That's the one that gives social media companies their exemption from being regulated. I would expect there's going to be a pretty heavy push to get rid of that or dramatically change that section, because that's something that Trump and also Brendan Carr seem to believe in.